The gavel hits the wood. It sounds like a bone breaking. I am standing in a room that smells like floor wax and expensive perfume. The air is too thin. I look at the row of men in suits. They have names like Thompson and Miller. They have titles. I have a stack of yellowed papers and a grandfather who died with iron in his blood. I look at the map on the wall. They call it Section 4. I call it home. They see a grid of potential revenue. I see the spot where my mother taught me to wash bok choy in a plastic tub. I see the cracks in the sidewalk where the old men play mahjong until the sun goes down. To the city, this is a blight. To me, it is the only dirt that knows my name. My hands are shaking. I hide them under the podium. I am not supposed to be here. I am a librarian. I like quiet rooms and organized shelves. But the bulldozers are idling at the edge of Chinatown. They are waiting for a signature. They are waiting for us to stay silent. The man in the center clears his throat. He does not look at me. He looks at his watch. He says I have 3 minutes. 3 minutes to justify 100 years of breathing. I start with the rails. I tell them about the ghost of Gold Mountain. That is what they called the men who carved through the rock. My grandfather was one of them. He didn't come here for gold. He came here to survive. He laid the tracks that made the city possible. Now the city wants to use those same tracks to bring in the wrecking balls. I hold up a photo. It is black and white. It is grainy. It shows a man with a narrow face and a flat cap. He is leaning against a shovel. He looks tired. He looks like he is waiting for something. Maybe he was waiting for me to stand in this room. I tell the council about the laundry. I tell them about the smells of ginger and star anise. I tell them that when you bulldoze a building, you don't just move people, you kill a ghost. You erase the memory of the struggle. You make it so the children never know why their names are spelled this way. One of the councilmen leans forward. He has a gold pen. He asks about the economic impact. He asks if I understand the value of the new development. He says there will be green space. He says there will be a plaque. A plaque is a gravestone for a living culture. I tell him that. My voice does not shake anymore. It is cold. It is the sound of the wind in the Fraser Canyon. I see the developers in the back row. They are whispering. They think this is a formality. They think the power flip hasn't happened yet. They think the leverage is in their bank accounts. They are wrong. I pull out the final folder. These are not family stories. These are land deeds. Some are written in characters. Some are translated by hand. There is a discrepancy in the original 1890 survey. A gap, a piece of land that was never legally ceded. It is the very heart of the project. It is the land my grandfather bought with his last few coins. The room goes quiet. The city lawyer stands up. He looks at the papers. He looks at me. I see the flicker in his eyes. It is doubt. The hearing is recessed. They need time to verify. They need time to find a way around the truth. I walk out of the room. My legs feel like lead. The adrenaline is fading. I stand on the sidewalk. Chinatown is humming around me. I see Mrs. Wong carrying her groceries. I see the steam rising from the bakery. They don't know what happened inside. They don't know how close the walls came to falling. I go to the park. I sit on the bench near the memorial. I am exhausted. My head is throbbing. I won today. But the developers have more money than I have. Years. They will be back next month. They will find a loophole. They will hire better lawyers. I look at my hands. They are stained with ink. I am fighting a war with paper against a world made of concrete. My brother calls me. He asks if we are safe. I tell him we are safe for now. I tell him to keep his bags packed just in case. I feel a deep, hollow ache in my chest. It is the cost of the fight. Every time I stand up to them, a little more of me withers away. I am losing my sleep. I am losing my patience. I am becoming a ghost myself. I walk past the site office for the condos. The fence is already up. The posters show happy people drinking coffee on balconies that don't exist yet. They look so clean. They look like they belong in a world without history. I touch the brick of the old tea shop. It is rough. It is warm from the sun. It feels real. I know how this ends. Eventually the city wins. Eventually the money finds a way. But not today. Today the ghost of Gold Mountain is still standing. Today the tracks lead nowhere but here. I go home. I make tea. I sit in the dark and wait for the sun to come up so I can do it all again. It is a victory, but it is a heavy one.